This is KCUR 89.3. The Island is a play about apartheid. Two actors are prisoners in a tiny cell on South Africa's notorious Robben Island, where Nelson Mandela was kept. Two real prisoners wrote The Island with the esteemed playwright Ethel Fugard back in the 1970s. But today's audiences are likely to hear echoes of current racial tensions in the production by the Kansas City Actors Theater. KCUR CJ Genevieve spoke with the actors about the play's themes.
The cellmates are John and Winston. Winston is serving a life sentence for a small act of political protest, burning his pass card in front of a police station. He's played by Teddy Trice.
In a nutshell, he's a hothead that was involved in this movement of trying to disrupt this horrible system.
If Winston is the hothead, the idealist is John. Before he was in prison, John was in a company that put on underground performances of the Greek play Antigone. He's played by Damron Russell Armstrong.
When you meet John at the top of the show, when you get to know him, you find out that standing up against the machine of apartheid was what they were ready to do.
These guys are in jail for being black and speaking out. At the beginning of the play, they've spent all day doing hard labor in a quarry on the beach. The guard has abused them, and their general agony inspires John's frantically sarcastic news bulletin and weather forecast about black domination and white domination.
News bulletin and weather forecast. Black domination was chased by white domination. Black domination lost his shoes and collected a few bruises. Black domination will run barefoot to the quarry tomorrow. Conditions locally remain unchanged. Thunderstorms.
To maintain their sanity and their humanity, they turn to art. John is determined they'll put on a jailhouse production of Antigone, while Winston thinks that idea is pointless. A lot of the action is these two men arguing about whether to put on this play within the play. As an actor, Teddy Trice says when he first read the script,
without really seeing the complete big picture, I just connected to these characters. In its bare bones sense, it's really them just trying to survive in this cell and under these horrendous conditions.
Parts of the play obviously hit these actors deep. This becomes obvious when Armstrong struggles to describe one of the key scenes.
So there's a moment where my character John comes up with an improv where he gets on the telephone and he calls home. And, oh my God, almost got overcome.
John asks his pals at the bar back home to go check on Winston's wife.
Hey, Skype! Winston says, if you get a chance, cross down to Dora Street. To his wife. Tell V, Winston says he's okay. Things are fine. Winston says she must carry on. No, nothing has happened. Tell her to take care of everything and everybody.
Just gives me chills. I mean, it gave me chills the first time I read it, but every time we go through that, it just becomes really about how real it was.
Also real are the parallels to the criminal justice system and other issues around race in America today. Armstrong says that makes for an unusual experience on stage.
As the words are coming out of our mouths, there's a realization that this isn't 60s, 70s apartheid in South Africa. These are issues are relevant as they're coming out of my mouth. So that's very interesting.
Trice says every show makes him a better actor and a better person, but this one especially.
When I can empathize with someone else, because that's really all I do as an actor is place myself in someone else's shoes, living that helps me be a more caring, sympathetic, empathetic person. And this is really special, and the fact that it is very relevant, it makes the art even more special.
After all, it's barely even history. Apartheid ended in 1994. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovee.
The Island, presented by the Kansas City Actors Theater, continues through March 27th at City Stage at Union Station.